Good afternoon. Senator Latvala is here so we can start, he said. Appreciate y'all being here. The Committee on Commerce and Tourism will come to order. We ask Ms. Whitaker if you'll please call the roll.
Senator Bonford.
Here.
Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Gibson.
Here.
Senator Hudson. Senator Latvala.
Here.
Senator Pasadomo.
Here.
Senator Rodriguez.
Here.
Senator Young.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you, and please note that Senator Hudson has an excused absence. If he will join us in the, as Senator Young leads us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We ask that you please silence all electronic devices. Members, good afternoon and welcome to our first Commerce and Tourism Committee meeting of this session. Today's meeting will be rather brief, but it will be informative. And though we have a couple of returning members coming back, we do have quite a few members. And so we're going to use a little bit of time here to introduce ourselves and our committee staff, and then we'll have a short overview of this committee's jurisdiction. And then when we come back in January, we'll be ready to roll. So why don't we start on our left, Senator Latvala. Yeah, you need no introduction, but just in case there's somebody from outer space here who may have never heard of you, just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll pass it on to Senator Gibson.
Well, I'm Jack Latvala. I represent Senate District 16 in Pinellas and Pasco counties.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Audrey Gibson from the great city of Jacksonville, Duval County, now representing Senate District 6.
Good afternoon, Chair, Vice Chair, Jose Javier Rodriguez, representing District 37. I live in the city of Miami. My district is in Miami-Dade, several municipalities there. Thank you.
Senator George Gaynor from Northwest Florida. It's my pleasure to be here. I would like to make an announcement at this time. A lot of folks here knew Joe Chapman. He was industry leader in the tourist industry in Bay County. He passed away yesterday morning, and we'll all miss him and send out our prayers for his family. But I'm glad to be here and hope that we'll have a nice tenure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am Senator Dana Young. I represent the city of Tampa and portions of Northwest Hillsborough County. I'm glad to be here and excited to serve on this committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kathleen Pasadomo from Naples. I represent Senate District 28, which is all of Collier County, all of Hendry County, and portions of Lee County. Thank you.
And I'm Bill Munford. I'm at District 3, and that's Taylor, Hamilton, Jefferson, Madison, Leon, Wakulla, Franklin, Gulf, Calhoun, Liberty, and Gadsden, and if I left one out, I apologize. And I'm delighted that the President has anointed me as chair of this committee. I'm looking forward to your work. Now, let me introduce Todd McKay to my left here. Todd's been with the Florida Senate for 12 years, 10 of those an attorney with the Governmental Oversight and Accountability Committee, and two years now with the Commerce Committee. Todd, tell a little bit about yourself, and I want you to introduce our fine staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, members. I've been here for 12 years, a native of Tampa, Florida, and my wife and I have a couple of kids in sixth grade here. Now I'm going to introduce our committee staff, a sharp group of folks we got working here. To your right, starting at the left, Joshua Askey. This will be Josh's fourth regular session as an analyst for the committee. He's received his undergraduate degree and a master's degree in agribusiness from the University of Florida. He's originally from Jacksonville. Jesse Harmson joined the committee staff in late 2014 from the Department of Financial Services, and a few years ago she also interned with the Senate GovOps Committee during her second year of law school. She received her undergraduate and law degrees from Florida State. She is a Tallahassee native. And Valerie Little, this will be Valerie's second regular session with the committee. She received her undergraduate degree from the University of Florida and her law degree from Florida State. She is from the metropolis of Oldsmar, Florida. And I also want to mention that Ann Whitaker, who is helping us this afternoon, is actually with the Community Affairs Committee. She's helping out until we hire a full-time administrative assistant who will be starting in January. That's the staff, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Todd. And members, let's turn to tab two. This will be an overview of the committee's jurisdiction by Todd and the committee staff. Todd, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, this will be brief. Behind tab two in your booklets is a lot of information about most of the entities over which we have oversight. I'm not going to bore you by marching through those. It's all available. I suspect some of those folks will also come around and tell you about themselves. So I'm just going to do kind of a 20,000-foot overview of the kinds of the entities we deal with and kinds of issues that might pop up in this committee. I'm going to start with the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. We do not handle the agricultural part of them, but we do have we handle their Division of Consumer Services and their Division of Licensing. Under the Division of Consumer Services, we might see issues related to motor vehicle repair shops, charitable organizations, dance studios, pawnbrokers, health studios, sellers of travel, telemarketing, and things like that. Those folks also handle consumer complaints and information. Under their Division of Licensing, we may see issues related to private investigated recovery services and issues and concealed weapons licenses. We deal with a small part of the Department of State, Division of Corporations, which obviously is the central repository and distribution center of commercial recordings and transactions. This committee also has oversight over notaries. Those folks also come under the purview of the Executive Office of the Governor. One of our big agencies is the Department of Economic Opportunity. This committee does not deal with the community development stuff. We deal largely with their Division of Workforce Services and their Division of Strategic Business Development. Under Workforce Services, those are the folks that do reemployment assistance and the workforce programs. The Division of Strategic Business Development handles business expansion and economic development incentives. There's quite a few related entities to these the state agencies I just mentioned. Some of them that we're probably going to hear about in here are Florida Office of Film and Entertainment, which is located within DEO. They administer the film and entertainment incentives. Enterprise Florida, which handles the statewide economic development stuff. They are a nonprofit public-private partnership. And I just want to mention that organizationally, you've got DEO, which is a state agency. EFI is kind of a dotted line to DEO, and then Visit Florida, which is another entity we deal with, is a dotted line to EFI. Visit Florida that I just mentioned is also a not-for-profit corporation attached as a dotted line to EFI. They are the state's tourism industry and marketing corporation. We have an entity called Space Florida, which is an independent special district created to foster the growth and development of a sustainable aerospace industry in Florida. And Career Source Florida, which was formerly called Workforce Florida, is the statewide board of business and government leaders charged with setting statewide workforce policy. So those are the kinds of entities we're probably going to be hearing about and issues related to those entities. And that's the overview, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Todd. Any member have any questions or comments? Okay. Well, this is the first shot across the bow, if you will. From listening to Todd's description of our work that's laid out before us, I think you'll find that this will be a committee that you will enjoy, as one that will be tackling some very, very critical issues for the state of Florida. And I as chair look forward to it. I'm delighted to also share with you, of course, that Senator Gaynor is our vice chair. Somebody said that better watch out with two of us from North Florida together. But we'll provide the best leadership we can for this committee. And committee members, we appreciate your agreeing to serve on this committee, and we look forward to working with you throughout the session. If there's no other business coming before the committee, Senator Gibson moves that we adjourn.
Second.